Daily, but a man who's going to talk to us now about all things Premier League football and particularly about his former club, Manchester United. I'm delighted to say joining us on the show today to probably pick apart a bit on Chris Smalling and to maybe give his opinion and thoughts on David Moyes, how he's doing. Is he going to be successful and should they be looking elsewhere? Is it a crisis at United? All of these questions will be asked by a former United great joining me live on the show right now, ready to rock and roll, an ex-Manchester United, Millwall, Derby and Queen's Park Rangers player and a six-time cap winner for England. It's the one, the only, one of our favourite guests to have on the show, Mr. Gordon Hill, joining us here on World Football Daily. Gordon, it's a pleasure to have you back on the show, mate. It's been far too long. A very happy new year to you, mate. How are you keeping? Are you all well?
Yes, I'm very well. I'd like to say happy new year to everybody and hope it becomes a really good year for football. As I said, I'm just in the midst of finishing my book off, and it's called Merlin. I'm putting down my memoirs and my stories and winning and losing and crying and the usual stuff. So once I actually finish it, I'll get you guys a copy so that you guys can actually go through it and you can share some of my thoughts, because I've got some great stories in there.
I imagine, Gordon, that it's going to be a fantastic read, that's for sure, and hopefully a little less controversial than Sir Alex Ferguson's book from earlier, from late last year, that's for sure.
But unbelievable.
It was surprising. I mean, were you surprised about, I don't want to go too far back here, but were you surprised about how Ferguson portrayed himself in his most recent book?
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, I was gobsmacked, actually, when it happened, because I didn't think he would. He seemed to preach to the club, which was quite ironic, that he said that everything that happens in the club stays within the club, even the Beckham situation. And then all of a sudden, he's come out and he's had a go at Beckham. Him and Roy Keane seem to be the best of friends, and they're both on their Christmas lists, you know. So it was so funny when all of a sudden, like this come out and stories come out. I would have thought he got so many memories and memoirs that I thought he might have just kept it to himself and said what goes on in football stays in football in those terms. I don't think he needed the money. I don't think he needed the notoriety. I was just like, oh, wow. And I think he just aired a few truths that he had kept up and pented up inside him for some time. And, it was quite eye-opening.
It was a number of people felt that it showed Ferguson to actually be very selfish the way his thoughts came across on paper this time around. And with that said, if people are thinking of Ferguson as a slightly more selfish manager than they had beforehand, is it any surprise that Ferguson left David Moyes with the squad that Moyes has got at the moment without making any changes for the long-term future to assist Moyes in that final year at the club? Because he knew there were players leaving this year, such as Scholes, that he never tried to assess and bring in somebody else to replace them maybe last Christmas or the season before or the summer before that. And instead, Moyes has been left, some people are saying, with a very average United side.
We call it high and dry. in the game, I think basically he had 25 years. I think he'd come to a point where, you know, I don't think all's rosy for him to retire. I think there's something behind the scenes that he came very quickly with this. And then all of a sudden, like one day he's here, the next day we've got 25 years of trophies. And then he said, okay, my successor. I mean, we know that David, and I know David very well. And I still say that I'm still behind David. But the question marks are going to be coming up because he's been in there close on 6 months. We've seen some signings that to me have been damaging. I think the Fellaini situation. I wouldn't have brought Fellaini for all the tea in China, because number one is that, and it's not against Everton's supporters at all. But there's a difference between Everton and there's a difference between Manchester United. Man United have been for 25 years picking up European Cups, FA Cups, leagues for 25 years. And that's where the club comes from, that world, that top world. I mean, David in his 11 years picked up virtually nothing and was in the middle there. So him to step up from there to Man United, I think was an absolute giant step. But I don't think he realised how powerful and how big the club is. You know, yeah, you play against them on a Saturday and you think, okay, that's like normal club. But Man United, you have to be the creme de la creme of players or a player to actually get to actually play for Man United. And I mean that you have to be the best. You've got your Bayern Munichs, you've got your Barcelonas. I mean, they have got the creme de la creme. And you're looking at players now at Man United that were coming to the end of their life cycle in the game, and they were just giving it back. And I think Alex Ferguson knew that. I think what he did, he left him with a side that won the league, but there was a lot of driftwood that needed to be sorted out. And I think David has inherited so much of it that he's getting bogged down with the way he's playing, who he shifts, who he moves, who he goes for. You can't go for anybody at this moment because all the top clubs are not going to let go of their players until they're either out of the Champions League or out of their league domestic. Mm. And if you think about it, Man United can only go for those top players.
Mm.
Because if you think about it, those top players are the only players that really can come to Manchester United and change everything around.
You mentioned obviously Fellaini's not worked out and isn't a Manchester United caliber player. That I think is a very fair comment to make, especially on the performances he's made. But how many of those United players that have been brought on from Ferguson last year? I mean, you read off the names of Johnny Evans, Smalling, and we touched on Chris Smalling and the problems that he's had out of football as well this week in terms of his dress attire, but those sorts of players that we've been told for the last 2 years by Ferguson, by the club, that are going to be some of the best players in United's history, yet that none of them seem to be rising to that level in any way, shape or form at the moment.
I totally agree. I think this is the worst United team I've seen for 25-30 years. I think we've now become a mediocre team with people not scared, not fearing coming to Old Trafford, taking points off of us. I think what David thought, that he could do what Alex Ferguson did and play around with the team, put players into the team that will get him results. Alex Ferguson did it and got goals in the last couple of minutes of the games. And when he did, they got us results. David can't do that with the players because they're not capable of pulling us out of a 1-0, out of a 2-0 to get back into the game. I mean, a lot of results hinged last year on us getting points in the 90th minute, 89th minute, 92nd minute. So what we can't do this year is we can't get those. We haven't got the caliber of player. We can't keep relying on Rooney. I mean, once you isolate Rooney, the game stops. You get Van Persie, that's injuries, got injuries now, and that's a question mark. You've got you've got Danny Welbeck who sometimes looks as though he's finished product, but he's not a finished product. You've got Smalling, that's got to learn that Man United is Man United. You've got Tom Cleverley. Unfortunately, Tom came onto the scene last year, and I was in England with Tom Cleverley when he was training before they came out on their summer tour to the States. And I said to Tom, I said, what are you doing? He said, well, I've just been called up, so I'm doing some extra training. I said, well, and listen, when you get in there, make sure that you give everything you've got. I said, because if you get the first team, you can't go no higher. Well, what happens? He goes on the tour. He has great tour. Alex starts to play him. He starts playing through the season. Next thing you know, it's an England international. So he's gone 1 year straight in. And now he seems to have had a little bit of a lull in his play. That's our midfield. You've got Carrick that's been injured. And Carrick is a steady Eddie.
Yeah.
And then they try to complement him. No player is complementing each other. No player is complementing each other. They play Valencia. Valencia is the only really what I call an out and out down the hole and cross the ball. You've got Nani. You've got who should be a winger, Ashley Young, and he's neither here nor there. And what's happening is at the moment it's like a chaos completely in the club to find out. What is the best way to play? what is the best system to play, and who is the best to get results. You can't go out against Swansea and think that you can play a second-rate team against Michael Laudrup's team. That's fact. Mm-hmm. Because you look at Michael Laudrup, he loves to attack. What was he? He was an attacking player, great player, loves to use the flanks. He's using the flanks, and what happens is, at the last couple of minutes, we've got, bless his heart, the lad that was injured, the stomach problem.
No, a Fletcher.
And what happens? He gets beat. The guy clips the ball in, just clips the ball in and says to the centre forward, get on the end of it. 2-1, where normally we would have won 2-1. We're not getting that. So you can't take anybody too lightly, because Tim Sherwood, who's done a great job down at Tottenham, comes up, takes points off of us, and all of us, you come to Old Trafford and take points off of us. And then Sunderland. And all of a sudden you're looking around and saying, whoa, hold on a minute. These guys are fighting for salvation. We're fighting to stay in Europe. We're fighting to get up in the league. And I'm scratching my head every single game, because it seems to be a different formation, a different style, a different player out there. You know, Chicharito, don't know whether he's playing with Kagawa. It's like, wow, really? Is it a toss-up on a Friday to find out who's going to go in the team? You've got flaking legs. You've got Vidic that may not be here. You've got Ferdinand that's obviously going to be moved on. You've got Johnny Evans that's got to come in. And Fergie said it. You're right. Yes, these guys are the next generation. They're not the caliber of generation that we're used to at Old Trafford. They could play anywhere. I mean, people say to me, Gordon, you know, Sunderland. I said, look, Sunderland had two defenders that let go or sold by Man United because they weren't getting in. It's John O'Shea and Wes Brown. I said, and they closed us down. I said, isn't that funny? I said, they spent all their youth and all their younger days and their earlier playing days in our first team. And they still weren't calibre. So they were moved on. I said, who's replaced them? Are you telling me Small is better than Wes Brown? Are you telling me now that Small is better than John O'Shea? Now, all of a sudden, you're going to... Now we've got mediocre players. And if you've got a mediocre player who can't step up, you can't have it. You can't challenge in the Champions League, because that's the only door we've got left open.
And
if we have that left open, we have got to go. We have got to take it. We should have gone out with the strongest team against Swansea, and then let Swansea know we're going to go out the strongest team when we play the Greek team. We've got to go out there, and he's got to go. He's got to give everything he's got to salvage something from this season, because otherwise we're struggling to make Europe. We're out of the FA Cup. Rather with the way that Man City are playing. I mean, so it's not all rosy, but I think it's compiled. I think what he's done is compiled, instead of getting a settled system and a settled team out there to get points. The bread and butter of football is the league. Everything else is jam. I think he's missed the boat on the league. I really do, because that to me would have been an absolute... If he gets it right in the league, your cup games will come and they will sit just nicely. But I agree with you. I think that somewhere down the line, Fergie knew what he was doing. Because if you look at all the matches and the way that the games are being played now, they all go to the box. They all look at Fergie. They got the happy people, as I call them. You got Bobby Charlton and Alex Ferguson sitting there. And by God, that don't look good.
Yeah,
It's got to be. They've got to be, it's like somebody looking over your shoulder every 2 seconds just in case you make a mistake. And that's not a way to play. The players aren't playing with any confidence. The players don't know if they're going to play 1 week and not the next week. The players don't know if they're going to go out. And the question I ask is, do they trust each other? Because that comes into the game a lot. If you trust somebody... you'll play with them. If you don't trust somebody in a game of football, you're thinking very carefully, and then then doubt creeps in. And of course, we know what's happening in the Premiership at this moment. The Man City are silent assassins at this moment in time. You've got Chelsea there, Mourinho sitting there smiling and as arrogant as ever. You've got Arsene Wenger sitting there saying, good, let it happen to Man United. Because they'll turn around and say, oh, we don't want it to happen. Yeah, right. you've been clawing, trying to get Man United for some years, and now this might be the easiest time to get hold of the points. And that is scary, because at Man United, they are a club that is top, top draw. They're the world's best, and can't settle for mediocre players and the mediocre performances. And he's got his work cut out. But I think, to be honest, with David Moyes, is in a circle. He's in the middle of that circle, and he doesn't know which way to turn at times. And that is scary.
Is it that he's going to be stuck in this situation and he won't be able to get out of it, do you think, just finally, Gordon? Because I know we're running out of time and you want to get back to, obviously, your book
no,
as well.
Okay. All right.
But do you think it's going to be a case of Moyes can get them out of this situation? It's just going to take a long time, and United fans might have to get used to it as being a mediocre club. Or will there be any salvation at all, do you think, in the second half of the season?
Well, I think number one is that we've got to have patience, because don't forget, you know, you can't cram 25 years into 6 months. But you've got to look at the life and say to yourself, okay, how can we possibly, you know, United supporters are very patient. United supporters are very, very, very demanding, and they're very loyal. What they all want now is they might come to the terms that, okay, we're not going to pick up these, and it's a rebuilding process. But how long are they going to wait for this rebuilding process to start taking shape? And I think the second part of the season is going to be the most important part of the season that David Moyes has ever faced. And I'm behind David. You know, I'm saying that, listen, you've got a task and a half. And you've got a task and a half to actually come back and say, listen, yes, okay, we stumbled at the beginning. You know, we're out of this. I can't produce what Sir Alex has done at this moment in time. But you know, give me a little bit of patience, and I know the Glazers will give him that patience. I think he will get. I think what it's done. I think he's come from Everton, being very comfortable. He's come to Man United, where it's not comfortable. You have to be winning. It's not an if. You have to be. You have to be up there. You have to be challenging your Chelsea's, your Tottenham's, your Arsenal's, and all these teams that are trying to take you off your throne. I mean, when you get deposed, it's an awful feeling. When you lose and you know that you're in a team that is not, the best team, and you still got to produce what's happened in 25 years of all those great players beforehand, it's a task. It's a mammoth task. And, you know, I don't envy David. I really don't envy him, because if he turns this way and it doesn't go, he's wrong. If he turns that way and he doesn't, he's wrong. You know, he can't win for losing. And you know, patience is something that we've got to sit back. And to be honest, Liverpool's gone through it. We've seen that. Arsenal have gone through it for 7-8 years. It may take a little bit of time. But we're still the number one club in the world, and I think we've got it. And I think the players now have got to believe that and go out there and give it their all, because we can't go into the transfer market at this moment in time, because there's nobody to buy at this moment in time that is the top dogs. Because as I said earlier, those clubs aren't gonna. Those top clubs like the Bayern Munich and those players that are going to be unhappy, they're certainly not going to leave their club to come to a club that's having problems. And it might be Man United, it could be Crystal Palace. They're not going to go to a club that's having problems, because these players, they want first-team football, they want to win honours, and that's it. That's all they want. And if they don't get it, they'll move on. And I just hope that some of the players that are our top boys don't turn around and say, thanks very much, but yeah, you might be a name only, but not in the playing side of it. And that would hurt me very much.
I tell you what, Gordon, I'm really glad that at least Derby County are doing okay this season, because your former sides, United and, of course, Millwall as well, struggling in the Championship. It's not a good time for you to be reflecting on some of your former employers at the moment, is it, mate?
No. I mean, I applied for the Millwall job. I had a nice response from John Berrington about the Millwall situation. I applied for the FC Dallas situation, the job. So I'm very much involved in the game. I still know all about the top players and where the teams are, how it's playing. And so basically what I do is I apply to Millwall, and John said to me, great, it's Gordon. He said, you know, we know all about you. It's great. But with what we're doing is we're virtually going to go with the manager that's got sacked. And that's the name of the game, you know. This is the only game where you get the sack and you get a better job.
And
trying to get onto that roundabout on the managerial side is very difficult, because it seems that when you fall off, there's a hand to bring you back on. And I find that. But Millwall, I wish Ian Holloway all the very best of luck, because you've got to down at Millwall. They're very, very demanding supporters. There may not be as many as Man United, but by gum, do they want? Do they demand? You know, they demand everything. And then you look at Derby County, they're having a resurgence in the Championship. But if you looked at Chelsea when they played them in the Cup the other day, you looked at the difference between the Championship and the Premiership. And they're yards apart, they're streets apart. And, you know, I wish Steve McLaren all the very best of luck. But, you know, football's football. You know, you're hired to be fired. You know, the best thing is that what we always talk about is when the chairman gives you a pat on the back and he says he backs you, get ready to pack a suitcase because you're gone.
the dreaded vote of approval from the board, I think that's called. Yeah,
that's
good.
Exactly right. As the chairman said to me once, he said, oh, we want to get out of the division. So I said, no problem, Mr. Chairman. So I took him down a division. I'll go to the next division.
Oh, we're straight out of that horrible division we were in last season. Yeah, no,
I know. Worry. Yeah, we're down to the next one.
But I tell you what,
know, I said to the chairman, I said, you know, with our luck, Damon, I said we could get stranded on a desert island and get picked up by the Titanic.
Well, Gordon,
it's true though, isn't it? It's true. I mean, it's football. You know, we're talking about Man U because they're the biggest club. If David had lost four or five games at Everton, we wouldn't be talking about it. Because we don't put Everton in the same bracket as Man United. And that to me tells me, you know, the state of the Premiership, where you've got the team struggling at the bottom to fight each other. Mediocre teams are quite happy to get a result, two or three wins, maybe a few losses. And then you've got the creme de la creme at the top there that say if we lose three or four games, forget about the league. That's been pretty well much the same forever. But it's the same teams, and it's a funny, but there's a cycle. A top club has a little bit of a downer. Another big club comes in. Another club comes in. And you just look at it and say it's football. And if you look at it as well, the World Cup is the same. One year it could be the flavour of the month, Germany. So everybody starts to learn the German style. And then the next 4 years, Spain don't win it and say, oh, we better go to artists. You know. And then the next year we look and say, okay, fine, Italy have won it. Okay, we'll play some boring football. And what it does, it goes in cycles, it goes in patterns. But what doesn't go away is the players that excite me, players with incentives, players that show me what they can do, players that go out there and are quality players. I mean, I'm not a Suarez fan, but you know what, the guy certainly knows where the target is.
That's something that
we haven't got at Old Trafford. Danny might be a great goal scorer at getting the odd goals, but Suarez is an assassin when he's in front of the goal. And I think that portrays, that's why Brendan Rodgers has stuck by him. So the game to me is a very, you know, the game to me, and it's the same all over the world. It's the same all over the world. You know, that's why top strikers are worth their weight in gold. And if you've got one, keep it as long as you can until the big clubs come in, but then capitalize on them. I mean, that's why defenders don't get the notoriety and the forwards get everything, because they're the guys that you put a ball in the net, you're worth your weight in gold. If you don't, that's it. You say goodnight, and you know. And there aren't a lot of top strikers around. And if what they are, they're a lot of money. And yet the problem being is that at Man United, who do we look for? Who do you go for? We missed out on Ozil. Mm. We should have known that Ozil, I mean, I would have walked up the road to get Ozil. I think he's a great player. Why? Number one, he's got the German mentality. The way they play, the way they train, the way they put things in, and he's making moves left, right, and centre. Wouldn't have gone for Fabregas. Yeah, why? You know, we needed to know, and I think David needs to know who the top people are at this moment to go in by and say, right, okay, fine, this is what we've got to do. And once he starts to do that, I think then we might see a change. But I do hope so. I keep the fingers crossed. I mean, the reason I keep the fingers crossed is because I'm tired of Man United losing, because my dog getting kicked up the backside every time. And she's tired of it. She's got a sore butt. And she goes away from me when Man United's on the telly.
She hears the scores coming in.
She goes in the other room. She says, I'm not going anywhere near him.
Oh.
I am disappointed. I'm not. I know football is, as the old quote says, it's a funny old game. Your ups and downs, you take it. Supporters will come at you. I mean, I did a Talk Sport radio program and for London, and Talk Sport turned around and said, "Can we delay it?" I said, "Why?" They said, "Well, we've got so many West Ham supporters phoning up after that 6-0 drubbing." And I went, yeah, take as many as you like. So, you know, the thing about football is, and I think a lot of people, you've got to smile and you've got to laugh at yourself as well when you're doing it. Mm. You know, when you're watching the game, you've got to smile. Not everything's rosy. One minute you're up, you know, as I said, one minute you can be a hero and the next minute you can be a bum. And that is football. And that's what is the beautiful, beautiful game of football.
Gordon, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show today. We've had far longer than we could have even dreamed of you being on the show with us today, mate. And we will let you get back to your book. But we honestly, from everybody here, appreciate it so much, the time that you've spent with us today.
Any MLS team's looking for a coach, manager, just get in touch.
We will we will definitely spread your name out to our contacts around the business, that's for sure, Gordon. And
that's very kind of you. Thank you very much. And then once I finish my book, then we can have a laugh. It's 365 pages.
Oh, I'll be able to get through that in a couple of days of dedicated.
364 photos, and there's one page of writing.
That's my kind of book.
And there's some colour by numbers.
we'll make sure to keep it between the lines, that's for sure, then, Gordon. Yeah. We'll do it nice and neat for you.
That'd be fantastic, that. Absolutely brilliant.
Oh, thank you so much, Gordon. It's been an absolute pleasure as always, mate. And we very much look forward to reading your book as well when it does hit the shelves, mate.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Gordon Hill,
X-Men. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well, man. Happy New Year.
Okay.
Bye now.
Okay, bye.
Gordon Hill joining us there on World Football Daily. The former Manchester United, Derby County, Queen's Park Rangers, Millwall player, six-time England cap winner, and just an all-round fantastic bloke as well. Thoroughly enjoyed chatting with him. We definitely need to have him more on the show to more often. What a breakdown of Manchester United's problems. You know, pretty much summed it all up in that kind of 15-minute spell when he was discussing the problems with Moyes, with Ferguson, with the squad in general. Just fantastic, fantastic. The best, one of the best guests that we have on World Football Daily. Thanks very much there to Gordon Hill for joining us here on World Football Daily, giving us his thoughts on, is it a crisis, I guess, or not at Manchester United? I will let you guys be the judge of that. United dominating our headlines for a lot of this week. And Gordon giving us his insight as an ex-pro on obviously all things United and a bit of the Premier League coming up. And I guess with the Premier League coming up, we should dive straight into something that I've missed for a